Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, I'm flying out the beach.
pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly down to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speeches. They say that money talk, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
Convo. I hope Kevin and Ted aren't mad at me from I've apologized to you all and apologized to Kevin also, so I hope he's not mad at me, because we definitely would like to talk to continue, because we want to know more about their business and more about their interest in sports. And I also know many of you want to know their status also, so that is something that they didn't mind sharing with the public also in regards to their relationship statuses. So you all just have to, those of you that don't know the relationship statuses, you have to find out when they return to the Construction Entertainment Reports. But pretty much they've been a blast. So wish Kevin a happy birthday at their business page, Fairway Auto Sales, LLC, and also at Kevin's Facebook page, at Kevin Dorsey. But we're going to talk more about other birthdays also, because there are celebrity birthdays going on. You all know I love referring to the Dallas News. And one of my friends in the chat room, so I can just speak to my friend in the chat room. Hello. He's been out of commission for a minute. Glad you could join the chat room. Many more of you could join the chat room and call 714-409-0614. Who watched The Bachelor? I am a big avid viewer of The Bachelor. I've watched Bachelor since the beginning. That's even the last contestant, the last guy that she gave the role to, is a guy from here. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, and it's a guy from here in Madison, Mississippi. So he was the last guy. He was like, oh, you know, I remember seeing a shot of him right while she was holding the last rose, like saying and said, oh my God, I hope I get the last rose. So the last guy to receive a rose is a native of Mississippi. I mean, literally, I'm in North Jackson, and Madison is like right, I mean, like right there, right north of Jackson. So that's amazing. So proud of him. And then Donald Driver is a native Mississippian, and he's doing a good job on Dancing with the Stars. And my friend in the chat room said he's been knee bothered him. I hope your knee feels better. Yeah, Corn Country, Indiana. I've been to Indiana before, friend in the chat room, my good friend and fellow host of BlogTalkRadio.com show also. I've been to Indianapolis. I love Indianapolis. I used to visit a boyfriend that I had in the 90s in Indianapolis. And Indianapolis is beautiful. I know it's more beautiful now than it was then in the mid-90s. But Corn Country, yeah, my state is cotton and agriculture. And nowadays we're new technology. To be honest, Mississippi is not just agriculture, but hip on new technology also. So and it's been that way really for the longest. Everybody know that though. You're talking about Corn Country. We're cotton and other situations. But you know, when we're promoting, I'm one of those patriotic American chicks. I'm about us buying American. I love importing and exporting. Let's keep our relationships importing and exporting. But we definitely need to produce more American products. And we need to do a show about this in the near future. Produce more American products. And I say this when I mention cotton, because a lot of, but then I hear a lot of people, since I do design also, and I do hear a lot of designers talk about the cost of cotton and the cost of getting bucks of T-shirt. You guys heard a caller one time talk about how expensive it is to purchase bucks of T-shirts here when he can outsource and purchase them for a lesser price outside the country. But also the quality of buying American cotton, not just Mississippi cotton, is so important. You know, so there's just ways we need to find out to get the quality American cotton at a good price. And can definitely be a good import item for those overseas and outside of the state. Oh, wait a second. Is this Mississippi that state that banned cash on? Oh, wait a second. I haven't heard this. Tell me more. My friend in the chat room is saying that Mississippi is the state that banned cash on personal transactions. Tell me more. I thought I knew. I'm not missing everything. Tell me more, because I don't know about this one. ban cash on personal transactions. You might be right. I mean, I'm sure you know what you're talking about. Elaborate on what you're talking about. I probably know what you're talking about, but I need to elaborate on Mississippi is the state that banned cash on personal transactions. But since we talked yesterday morning, the governor of North Carolina has conversated with the governor of the state of Mississippi regarding the comment about North Carolina's voters' decision to ban same-sex marriage and to only recognize relationships between one man and one woman. So our local media, I think 16WAPT News, had showed footage of her talking about that their conversation was a lighthearted, friendly conversation, and they came to an understanding of what she meant. I don't know if she really, you know, Governor Phil Bryant of Mississippi, he had said that he wanted an apology to the state. So I don't know if she apologized or not. Some of you might know, but that was, he was seeking an apology for her, saying, oh, we look like the state of Mississippi in regards to banning same-sex marriages. And I'm just speaking because you all, those that know me and those that have listened to the show know I've been a proponent of LGBT rights since I was a little girl. I am heterosexual, but I have always been a proponent because the LGBT community has always been a major part of my life and been supportive of me and vice versa. And I know what's in the Bible, and I respect the Bible, but also I know what I see people go through on a daily basis also. And so it used to be hurtful when I would see some of my gay and bi and transsexual friends pain through certain situations, not religious reasons, but because of legal reasons. And, you know, that's just my thing. Since I was a little girl, I thought, wow, that's something. But I wouldn't say anything against the Bible. Okay, what are you saying in the chat room? You're saying that if you don't know about it, then Mississippi is probably not the state. I don't know. There are so many laws. Is it a new law or old law? This state banned all cash. You have to get money in order to pay the kids. Oh, no, that's not the state of Mississippi. Wow, people would show out down here if you had to go through all that trouble. What state? Okay, my friend in the chat room is saying that there's a state out there that has banned cash transactions for personal usage. And they say that if you have to get a money order to pay the kid who mows your lawn, washes your dishes, or buys something at the flea market, you cannot do a cash transaction. Oh, no, that's not this state. I do know that much. I mean, it might be on like a higher level on bigger, big ticket items or something like that, but no, that's not the case in Mississippi. People will show out if they tried to pass a law like that here. We have some strict laws, but that's wild. The internet says that the state that has banned cash Louisiana, that's our neighbor. Oh my God. And if your neighbor's into it, then next thing you know, they will try to move it on to Mississippi. Thank you so much for that information. I'm shocked I hadn't heard that because I get a lot of in Louisiana news also, and you know we pretty much share our media. Oh man, the internet says that the state has banned cash transactions in Louisiana. That's odd. I wonder why. What really caused this ban? Because money like that is considered like petty cash, even you know personally and dealing with merchants. That's wow. So they have to get a money order to keep records. Mm. Thank you so much, friend. You are so informative. I love you so much when you're in the chat room. And where have you been anyway? Your knee been bothering you that bad you couldn't come visit me in the chat room? I keep you in my prayers. But let's keep on talking wild. But I'm glad my friend shared this in the chat room because I want to know. Because that's one thing about laws and new state regulations and so on. Wow. But, yeah, my friend in the chat room is saying we forget why they started that ban. But something spearheaded that. But I think the state of Mississippi will show out if they mention that. That is such an inconvenience. You can just hand some cash over. That right there is very. I don't know. I'm not gonna just dwell on it. But again, you can call in at 714-409-0614. That's what I thought. The cold snap really get to people, get to their knees. Today is wait a second. My eyes. I'm trying to get my screen pulled up. I'm going into the birthdays, celebrity birthdays. And back to The Bachelorette. I mean, I know someone who loves The Bachelorette like I do watched it last night. And Dancing with the Stars. While you all won't call and talk about some of this. And also, I am so sad. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. One of my favorite shows on CBS has been canceled. CSI Miami. Oh, my God. When I saw that scroll at the bottom of E! News, E! Network channel Sunday night as Chloe and Lamar finale was airing, I just could not believe my eyes. No way. And 2 and a Half Men did get renewed for a 10th season. A couple more shows, I'm sure that are favorites of my listeners, were canceled. But I'm just devastated. But you know what I am happy about? I'm counting the days. And that is the premiere of Dallas, June the 13th on TNT. You all, please support Dallas so the show can definitely get picked up by the network TNT. I mean, I just love it. You know, a few old cast members and then new hot guys and girls and, of course, South Fort in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I just can't wait. I am so super excited. I mean, you all just don't know. I know many of you are excited, too, because it's all on their Facebook page. So you all need to, if you haven't liked Dallas' Facebook page, please do. I cannot wait. I mean, really, I would love to audition if it were just for a little role for Dallas, because that was a thing, a dream of mine when I was a little girl, when Dallas was popular. Peter Schaefer, playwright, is 86. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright is 75 years old. And I'm sharing a few people. George Brett, Baseball Hall of Famer, age 59. Emmitt Smith is 43. You all know Emmitt Smith. Hey, he won Dancing with the Stars 1 year, right? Football Hall of Famer, he's 43. Ray Lewis' birthday is today. He is 37. Josh Beckett, baseball player, is 32. David Crum Holtz, the actor from that show Numbers, he's 34. Josh Beckett is 32. Jamie Lynn Sigler of The Sopranos is 31. Minnesota Twins first baseman Justin Morneau turns 31 today. So those are the celebrity birthdays that Kevin are sharing with others, and I love checking out what happened in history, and so what happened in history, and this is where I'm getting from Dallas News, and if you're in Dallas, Fort Worth, I'm sure you check it out. Cousin Linda always send me news and highlights from other papers, but I always get this paper. I'm always looking forward to getting this email. On May 15, 1911, the Supreme Court ordered the dissolution of Standard Oil Company, ruling it violated the Sherman Antitrust Act. Poet Emily Dickinson died at age 55. Ellen Church, the first airline stewardess, went on duty aboard a United Airlines flight from San Francisco and Cheyenne, Wyoming. Oh, wow, it's a cool picture of the ladies. Hours after declared its independence, the new state of Israel was attacked by Transjordan, Egypt, Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon. And also, it's the Mississippi history up in here. Regarding Jackson State, 1970, two black students at Jackson State College in Mississippi, which is now known as Jackson State University, were killed when police opened fire during student protests. I'm friends with one of those students' son, Dimitri. Demetra Green, and one of my relatives. And Linda talked about her days, But that was 1970. I was 2 years old when that happened. My switchboard is scrolling around, and I'm hoping that I don't accidentally get off the air. 1972, Alabama Governor George Wallace was shot while campaigning. So you all remember that, George Wallace being shot. So it goes on and on. You can see more that happened in history on this day by checking out the Dallas News highlights and history on this day. Just amazing history facts. I love it. And if you're a history buff like I am, you will love it too. So that's pretty much it. There's a lot more news that happened. Oklahoma Thunder, they're doing their thing, huh? So congrats to the Thunder. They beat the Lakers 119-90. I didn't watch the game because I was so into the Bachelorette. And still need to invite Lamar Hurd. You know, Lamar Hurd is the guy who happens to be African-American that would like to be the next Bachelor. I had an awesome time networking with him on Twitter about a month ago after he appeared on Tom Joyner's show. I had heard about him. My mother had told me about him. And then I enjoyed the interview and was tweeting with the Tom Joyner Morning Show as they was preparing and as they was interviewing him. And he and I had a tweet conversation during that day. And he seemed like a pretty neat guy, pretty neat gentleman. So so he's campaigning to be on the show, so I'm just doing my part to continue to spread the word that Lamar Hurd, native of Houston, and I think he's a resident of Arizona, and he's a sports broadcaster. He works with, I don't want to give out the wrong report, but he works for ESPN, I think. So, and also, very good news that my Southern homegirl, Britney Spears, is joining Simon Cowell as a judge on the U.S. version of the X Factor. I think that would be awesome. I would definitely watch it more. To me, it's a good program, but it was some parts of it kind of like, okay. So I think Britney is most definitely an asset. I thought I heard that Demi Lovato was also joining. Howard Stern debuted last night on America's Got Talent. Didn't get a chance to watch it. I wish I had, but you're only one person when you're watching one particular show, so they're talking about Ace Showbiz is talking about how positive his reviews have been regarding the debut of that show. So that's cool. So I'm just checking out some hot stories. Lady Gaga will have to cancel her Indonesia concert, and then Beyonce is getting prepared for her Back in Business tour. Oh, it was big news. It's, oh, my God, don't talk about Elvis Presley. I was so sad. My friend is... We have 90 seconds of live streaming, but the show continues for about 10, 15 more minutes. So my friend's in the chat room. You can stay in the chat room. The show will not end like right now. The live streaming will stop, but the show continues. And also the chatting continues also. But, yeah, really, I was only a baby when George Wallace got shot. I have a good memory, but I don't remember seeing that on television. I remember a lot of governor of Alabama being shot, but I have a very good memory. I amazes my mother by my memory. I can remember things up to like to age 6 months, honestly. But, oh, man, it was a big story like Elvis Presley. I can imagine. That was such a big story to me. That hurt me so bad. I just walked in from school when I heard the news of Elvis Presley dying. I love Elvis Presley. I love him. Elvis Presley, B.B. King, Mississippi natives. Oh, my God. Elvis Presley was just so awesome, man. I was just heartbroken when I heard about his death. So that's kind of amazing because that was a big story. So George Wallace being shot was a big story. I remember news stories, but in 72, I was going on 4 years old. So, wow, I knew it was a big story. That's something. Beyonce is Miss Thing. Yeah, she definitely is Miss Thing. So the live stream is stopping now, but we're going to continue talking, and I'm looking at headlines, and the chat room stays open. Chat room stays open until after the show ends, because, you know, hey, it's not the after party. But, wow, that's good to hear about that. I love hearing, I like political history, political news, and hear about different stories. I always have. I'm kind of surprised I don't remember. I remember, but I don't remember the news stories. I remember a lot of stuff. It shocks me. It shocks my mom when I tell her, oh, who was this person that used to be around me when I was like 11 months old? And then I like describe this person. And then I love watching the news from a young age. Not just fun stuff, but news, serious news stories. You said you cannot remember the Kennedy assassination, but you remember watching the Jack Ruby assassination. I can imagine that was a big deal. Black and white TV, wow. Man, that's wild right there. I'm speechless. That, I mean, really, when you talk about stuff like that, you can... It repeats itself. To me, when the space shuttle exploded in, what was it, 86? That is something that just replays in my head sometimes. I mean, because I've always been fascinated with space programs and UFOs and stuff like that. Because I've seen a UFO before. If you all have been listening to the show from the beginning, I did a show about being a witness of seeing a UFO before. But back to the space program and space shuttles, when the space shuttle exploded in 86, I was like, oh, my God. So that is something that I would never forget, an image I would never forget, even though, you know, I was a senior in high school. Matter of fact, I was already out of school because I graduated early. So I think I either was off, I worked. And so either I was off work or I was here at the home and watching the space shuttle. And when I seen that image of it exploding, my heart just ached and just pained from seeing that. So, yeah, so I can relate to your memory, my friend in the chat room, to those memories also, because that's one memory of mine. And the Elvis Presley did get to me, too, when I was a little girl, because that caught me totally off guard. I had no idea that Elvis Presley was in a condition where he would be dying, you know, any time in the near future. Did you all see the interview of Katherine Jackson on Piers Morgan tonight? I had to get some sleep, so I missed the Jackson brothers on Showbiz Tonight. They were on Showbiz Tonight. I missed their interview with Piers Morgan on Friday, and I thought I would see them tonight, this morning, early this morning on Showbiz Tonight. It comes on at 3 o'clock. I had to rest. And I did not want to oversleep and embarrassingly miss broadcasting the show like I did on Friday morning. But, yeah, it's just amazing. I'm going to present Kevin with a birthday poem, too. I think he's going to like that poem. Let's see. There's some other news that I'm looking at. Oh, some local news, the sad news that happened here. This guy was walking down the street, and a car just drove up behind him and shot him. And then he died on the steps of one of our libraries, public libraries, Charles Tisdale Library. I mean, it's something how people just approach people and shoot people down. I mean, they haven't told us anything else in the media, and I haven't heard anything else. So I don't know if it was somebody who knew him or just somebody who randomly shot him. But then that's just amazing. I just wanted to mention it. I won't go into, I don't know any more anyway, so I won't go into any more about that. But it's almost time to stop live streaming. Let's see if my friend in the chat room is saying anything else. And there was some more news that I wanted to talk about. That person out of the chat room, someone else is in the chat room, but they're just listening. I want to recommend someone for you to network with. And that is a lady by the name of Jamie Tardy. She is amazing to network with. She writes a blog called The Eventual Millionaire. And I had the opportunity of befriending her when I attended Lewis Howes book release free cast party back in end of February. But her blog, and also she has an academy, online academy called Adventure Millionaire Academy. But her blog, Adventure Millionaire, is all about, she interviews millionaires, and she finds out how millionaires, what kind of mindset they have to become millionaires, to become self-made millionaires, not just millionaires, because you can be a millionaire just, you know, automatically from winning a lottery or inheritance. But I must correct myself and clarify that she interviewed millionaires that are self-made millionaires, and they come from different walks of life, and she's just amazing in that group. And like I said, I met her pretty much via Lewis House, and Lewis House is so awesome. And shout out to he and his teammates and the fellow members of Sports Executives Association, also SEA. This is a great, 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 great organization. But I was looking at some notes that I had jotted down from networking with her. And what's the difference between coaches and mentors? Mentors are more strategic, and coaches are very encouraging. That's the difference between coaches and mentors. Because we talk about people that are coaches in our lives, life coaches, lifestyle coaches, that coach us and root us on. And these coaches are very encouraging. But mentors are more strategic. Yeah, and I guess mentors' relationships are probably more personal, are more defined. I won't say personal, but more defined. But I just was looking at some notes from networking with her and probably listening to maybe her last webcast or just networking with her. But I just thought maybe you would like to know that, those of you that might wonder, well, what's the difference between a coach and a mentor? Coaches are more strategic, and I mean, coaches are very encouraging, and mentors are more strategic. Hey, before we go, before the show ends, I want to share with you all the date. Those of you that don't know, when the play The First Lady will premiere, debut, and Taimat Guerriello is in that play, and you all can tweet him at Taimak, T-A-I-M-A-K. And also you can like his Facebook pages at Taimak Guerriello. And his friends have reached capacity, but you can like his Facebook pages. But the debut of the play, The First Lady, was began at the Humble Theater in Brooklyn on Saturday, June the 16th at 3 p.m. and at 7:30 p.m. And then on June 23rd, we'll be in Garner, North Carolina. June 29th in D.C., and July 14th in Memphis. So I'm looking forward to going to Memphis to see this play. There's a play scheduled to come here in Jackson in mid-June, but The First Lady will, the schedule is to debut in Brooklyn on the 16th. Contact number is 917-535-1112, and then June 23rd in Garner, North Carolina, and then June 29th. In D.C., and then July 14th in Memphis. So I'm looking forward to seeing the play and also finally meeting Taimak in person. So I haven't been to a play in a long time. I've always loved plays. And student of New Stage Theater, but I've always loved plays. Recently, New Stage had the play Colored Girls. What is this? The play that considered suicide, and good reviews. But before the show ends abruptly, I want to remind you to tune in tomorrow for Matters of the Heart, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Tomorrow, on Wednesday, it's going to be a hot, hot show, and it's for the mature audience because we're going to talk about the popularity of erotic products, books, mags, products like sex toys and adult entertainment, and you know, why it's so, so popular nowadays, especially in the female market. And a special guest would be Belinda Bostic of Houston, Texas, one of my favorite Facebook friends. And she's of Slumber Parties by Belinda. And she will be talking with us about why this is a hot and booming market and why, and especially why ladies love this market and love erotic products. I've invited my dear friend Nikki Roundtree, like a sister to me. She is a romance consultant, also owner of a business here in Jackson called Just Because. So hopefully Nikki will also share her perspective and let us know why it's so hot nowadays. We're just hot people, right? So be sure to tune in if you like romance and like to know why everyone is so hot over things. So this should be a fun, informative show, and that's during tomorrow's show, Matters of the Heart, because the Shock Entertainment Report. So I'm super excited. Also, Belinda Bostic brought to my attention and others' attention yesterday that this month is National Masturbation Month. I could definitely be a spokesperson for that month. So I guess we'll talk more about National Masturbation Month also tomorrow. But we're definitely going to talk about why erotic products, magazines, because I love Zane and her writing and the authors that she represents and published. Hot erotic writings are awesome. There's just so much, and it's not the dirty stuff that I'm talking about, but just erotic and romantic and sexy products are just so popular nowadays. And for people who are in relationships, or people who are just strictly solo, you know. So, meaning single. So it's just amazing. But I thank you for tuning in. I don't want the show to just abruptly end. So I'm going to end. I told my cousin Linda that she needs to hear Morris Mills cover of Little Red Corvette. So I'm going to end the show with that. It's much, much more news I should be talking about, but we're running out of time. So look forward to hearing from you tomorrow, sharing time with me tomorrow. And also there's a show scheduled for Thursday. And, of course, Friday is Sports Friday edition. So we're just going to have a blast, okay? But thank you so much for your support. And you can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. And coming soon, May the 26th, Memorial Day weekend. I can't wait for Memorial Day weekend. Finally, it's just confirmed like 4 hours ago. My favorite reggae band based in L.A. will be guest right here on Cut the Shark Entertainment Report. Don't miss it. For the weekend edition of Cut the Shark Entertainment Report, Dread Days will be here live and on air on May the 26th, Memorial Day weekend. And tomorrow you'll hear a song by Dread Days that I have yet played. So those of you that, you know, like, we want to hear something else new, you will hear a song that I've never played by Dread Days on tomorrow morning. But I just wanted to let you all know that Dread Days are confirmed. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm so excited. And as soon as Kev and Ted are rescheduled, I'll let you all know. Maybe they'll be part of this Friday Sports Edition show, hopefully, so the convo can continue. But most definitely, Dread Days on May the 26th. If you love reggae, or if you want to hear what, if you don't know anything about Dread Days, you got to check it out. Honestly, I'm telling you the truth, and you won't forget it, because I'm not alone in being a lover of these guys. Great music. They are just amazing. But time to go. Be good. What's up? It's Tuesday, and it's a Talk That Talk Tuesday, and just have a blast today, okay? I love you, and I really appreciate you. Really appreciate you, and we're exceeding 22K now. So thank you so much for your support worldwide. God bless.
the way you parked your car sideways like a wooden light.